Okay, all right. Next on the agenda is the utility increase, and Corey, I guess we'll turn it over to you, and we'll let you get started on this and see what discussion we need.
All right, good evening, guys.
Good evening.
I know at the last meeting I came up, we talked about, well, we just discussed that trailer as far as me coming up here and talking. I haven't spent a lot of time talking with you guys. I know it got announced. It went out on the bills. People got on their March the 1st bill. We're going to go up $10 from $25 to $35 on the electrical base rate for all residential customers. Then we're going to go up 1 cent a kilowatt hour from 10.55 to 11.55 cents a kilowatt hour. And on this chart, based on kilowatt hours, that's going to be about a 13% increase in the electric revenue, which based on a 1,000 kilowatt, that's an average monthly bill for an average customer, it's going to increase their bill by $19.30 per month. If you do the math on that, we have currently right now 1,859 residential customers that's going to affect. And at the $19.30 increase, that's going to be about $34,500 a month increased revenue for the month. And I want to talk month and not annual here. But I went back and did a report today for 12 months, the previous, from 1-1 of 24 to 12-31-24. We sold 37,661 megawatts, which is equates to about $17,400 kilowatt hours for the month. If we increased it 1 cent, that's what it's going to generate. And then it's going to generate $18,590 a month on the base rate, which would actually be, instead of the 34.5, on a 12-month average, it's going to average $35,993 a month increase in revenue for electric. And also went back and did a 5-year average just to see, because you're going to have, all this is, you know, the $10 is the $10. You're gonna generate the $18,590 every month, $18,000. That's gonna be a guarantee. The kilowatt hours is what, you know, you look at to be flexible. That's why on the cost of service study, you know, that guy started out at, you know, we had the line one proposal, line two, line three, and line four proposal. He proposed, looking at our transfer pie and our transfer of monies and our shortfall, that we should have just went up $40 on the base rate because that was going to be guaranteed money. And I right away went away from that. There was just no way of doing that. Even though, you know, we're in a shortfall of collecting. But doing the $10 and then the 1 cent, that's going to allow the customer to try and manage their bill a little bit by doing the $10. I mean, we knew we wasn't going to do the 2 cent, the 3 cent, or the 4 cent. Based on just from my talk with you guys, and we're trying to do the right thing for the, you know, the city's customers of what they can afford and can't afford, and then what the city can do and can't do. But I went back and did a 5-year average to talk about that. I wanted to see what those kilowatt hours were. And on 5 years, right now we're at 1,859 customers. Over 5 years, we've averaged 1,821 residential customers. And we have about 2,100 or 22 total of commercial, industrial, and municipal meters as well. But over 5 years, we've had 1,821 customers, and it's averaged out on the $10 and the 1 cent, if we went back 5 years and that increase, it's like $36,210 a month. So we're hovering at, with this increase, we're going to do $34,000 to $36,000 a month increase in electric revenue. I know we first talked about, Bob and I talked about, you know, maybe it's going to be 20 or 25. I didn't really know the hard numbers. But really, if I looked at the $19.30 increase to the, you know, single person's bill at 13%, it's going to be about $34,000. So that was a close, just, you know, general idea of what it was going to be. So that's a substantial increase, but it's still a shortfall on. It's going to gain us $414,000 or $415,000 annually, but on that cost of service study, like we put in there, we're looking at $600,000 just right off the bat doing that substation maintenance. And we had the $225,000 for the bucket truck. I had a conversation with Carl this afternoon. That diversified and electrical bucket inspection that's mandated by the government, that's in May again. You know, last May, they came and inspected and they tagged and flagged that one bucket truck. We sent it to Altec. It cost us $22,000. They had it all summer before we could use it again. So that bucket truck, that's going to happen in May. We're hoping that don't happen again. We did that repair, but then we've used it for 9 months or 12 months, so that's another $225,000. I also have in here on this cost of service study, I know you guys have that packet with you that we put in there, and that cost of service study is based on, you know, where some of this stuff was an automatic need, it was built into our current financing, some that we added, like the, I have here, if I put $50,000 in there to do some tree trimming, we're needing to start that pretty quick. I haven't had a chance to talk with Billy and Bubba. I brought it up. I got some prices from a guy in Center who would trim for us one day a week. They would cut one day a week, 8 hours. It's three men and a 100-foot bucket truck for $1,000 for 8 hours for one day, which would in turn be $4,000 for the month. I know this is not on the agenda, but this is something. Substation, that bucket truck, and this tree trimming, we have to get some of that. We trim every day small stuff. We're talking big, tall stuff. I think that's a fair price. Three men and a truck, $1,000 for 8 hours, and it'd only be $4,000 a month. I know we're not financially ready to hire a tree contractor, which we could hire a contractor, and they could cut it in 5 or 6 months. You know, cut the whole system, and they'd be gone, and I think that would be great, too. But that's just a huge cost. I think if they want to cut on either Thursday or Friday, and me or one of my guys kind of monitor what they're doing too, know that we're getting our money's worth out of them. I think that $4,000 a month, and I'm not bringing it to vote, that's something I want to, maybe the next meeting we get the rate increase implemented, that the $36,000, $35,000, that maybe $4,000 of that goes to tree trimming right off the bat. We take that out of that and start this tree trimming. We all seen from that storm the other night, we had zero outages. We had none. We did not have one outage the other night. Miracle. Because we tree trimmed. We get a lot, you know, we take a lot of, you know, we get the cousins and harassed, and Billy gets harassed. We try and make it look good, but we don't always make it look good. We do. There's no arborists down there working for us. They're all line workers who trim trees. Greg and I had a conversation last week. The ones along the trail there in town, like behind the post office, WM, we trim those, and those didn't turn out real good. Those are kind of terrible, and I apologize for that. They came back somewhat, but they're still, I told Greg, that was a terrible idea when we came up to plant those trees in that location. But we trimmed those, and now they don't look the best.
Yeah, so what you're saying, though, is that you've done a good job on tree trimming to where we, by the grace of God and because of your preventative maintenance, there was no outages. So currently you guys are doing a good job tree trimming, and you're saving the city $4,000 a month and continuing to tree trim the way you are, you know. So I mean.
That's, but he's saying this guy's getting, there's areas they can't reach.
I'm saying, you know, be cautious on entering a long-term contract with something, if it's something be spotted here and there and you're done, you know.
He's saying he wanted to guarantee if he got three guys and that truck and dedicated us to Thursday or Friday, he wanted a 6-month guarantee that he could cut for 6 months. That is what he's asking for. If he rounded this crew up, assembled this, because what they currently do is they work for Cherokee Co-op. They have a contract with them. He has 3 crews, but he's going to get 1 guy from every crew that would work on Thursday or Friday and come here and trim. But like I said, it's with a 100-foot bucket truck. We don't have that. It's a huge place. There's tons of places in town where we have that canopy that's over our line, and that's eventually going to cause an outage. James Bennett has that going into his place out there. It's for sure going to be a... He's going to have to shut down if we have something fall right there. It's going to tear all that down. And there's 10 or 20 of those places. So, and if we do the 6 month and then he runs out of time, you know, trimming the big stuff, we'll use him on trimming the smaller stuff too. There's a bunch of days we try and cut from 7 to 9 every day for 2 hours, some spot every day, and it's really paid off.
Right.
But there's days that, there are days we don't. So, but the big tree trimming, we have to get that done. But you're right, we didn't have a single outage the other day, not a one, not even a blink. So,
Keep doing what you do. Appreciate it.
I mean, you always tell me that.
Tree trimming keeps it.
I mean, a lot of it's luck, too, of how that stuff comes through here. You know that we could have got smashed, and we didn't. But I had 4 other cities on standby. I had 5 to 7 guys from 4 other cities were coming if something happened, because we do have some tree problems. We just gotten lucky. We have a ton of tree problems where it's in somebody's yard growing up that's rubbed their service and they got like partial power, or they have an imbalance of instead of 120, 120, they got like 90 and 170 where one leg of their service isn't. So we have a ton of that trimming to be done. I mean, it's tons of trimming. It's a never-ending thing. Throughout the 20-something years I've been here, every time I'd always say, man, we almost got the whole system cut. You probably know the story. It's time to start over and do it. You start right back from where you started 4 or 5 years ago. So I think that's very inexpensive. Talked with, like I said, the mayor a few different times. I know we can't pay $20,000 a month and hire somebody and do it on a long-term contract. But this guy wanting to work with us like that, I think we're going to see a big difference. I think our reliability is going to go even, it's going to be even way better than what it is. So that's something I wanted to bring up in this. I'm not bringing it up and asking for that now. But of the $36,000, I think $4,000 a month for 6 months needs to be appropriated for that tree trim. Then the other, I'm open for some discussion on this other $32,000-some-odd. I know we had some different ideas about what we're going to do with that money. Like I said, that bucket truck is going to end up, that's going to be a necessity. And then that substation is for sure. I'm trying to get some different prices from somebody different. But everybody talking on the phone, they want to know, yeah, I can come next week and look or give you a quote. And we do need some hardcore numbers, but we're not nowhere near ready to start a $600,000 project. Yes. Even if it's $450,000, we're not ready to do that. So the majority of this money we need to put into some type of a capital fund. I know we have a shortfall in our general fund as well. I mean, I know that we were talking, you know, we had a couple of different discussions about, you know, that, you know, we're going to move some of this money to general fund as well. But we're looking at $34,000, $35,000, $36,000 a month is what we're going to increase by this rate increase. It's what we'll be generating.
I know we talked.
Any ideas?
We had some discussion at our last meeting. I think we had a couple, 3 different ideas. Different ideas. We can talk about that tonight. I think Jubal and maybe Greg had some information last time that they shared with us.
Question?
Yeah.
Corey, do you have a plan of where they think we'll start?
I really don't. Probably James Bennett's over around Harris, some of the big taller trees, anywhere. That's one place. There's one right here outside the fire hall.
Yeah.
It's to this B phase. It goes out of the road. You see this one tree right here that's hanging over this line. And when them limbs breaks out, it's going to break 2 or 3 poles. It's going to be, it's everywhere. Huge street is it's all over town. Like I said, when they get that big cut, we'll get them to cut. And if we're in this, it's not a contract. I'm not going to make a sign a contract. We're in a handshake agreement. We'll use them for 6 months. We'll put in maybe we do some electrical maintenance every day, starting at 7 instead of cutting trees.
Right. Okay.
If we see this guy's gonna, these guys are pretty efficient, so.
And Corey, I'm assuming that these guys will come in and they will do a walkthrough, and they'll probably pick the areas that they wanna, that they think to be the worst, with y'all's help.
We'll kind of, you know, the one week they, you know, probably come the week before and say, hey, I want to trim these three spots on next Friday. And then at the end of that day, me just get with him and say, hey, this is where we're going to cut the next three spots the next Friday. This guy's real flexible. And then, like I said, one of my guys, I want somebody from my bunch out there with him. And it may even be that it could be on a Friday he has to have one of our guys or two of our guys to help clean up. You know, we get a ton of debris. They'll pile a bunch of wood up on the side of the road, so I'm glad you brought that up. We don't want to overwhelm Tim and them a street full of 5 foot, 10 foot high of limbs to be. It'd take them a month to haul off. So it needs to be at a pace as well.
Sure.
It'll take 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
But basically,
ground, that's where it'll be.
What you're saying, if it, at a bare minimum, if we put this $10 and this 1 cent for your use, we're still at a shortfall to accomplish what we need to do in the electrical utility department. Is that correct?
Yeah, based on our cost of service day, that guy said we were under collected by 23 cents on the dollar, $807,000 a year. I mean, what we've implemented is we're trying to just collect half of that right now. There's no way to implement a 27 or 28% electrical increase on the citizens. No way.
My view last meeting, and I'll just speak on this for a moment, was to put all this aside for the major region. Like you said, it's more, we need more than what this generates. And by setting it aside for the infrastructure of the electrical department and not putting it into the general fund, keeps that notion of putting that money somewhere else and then not being spent on the infrastructure of the utility department. And that's, I think that's me again, I'm speaking from last now, that the bare minimum would be the increase that we got to set it aside to help pay for these things that are coming up, since it will cost more than your increase itself.
Yeah, we decided to make an increase of half of what we needed, so I don't see how we can. This money needs to go back into electric, but I've been tied up with some other stuff at work. I had a small conversation with Carl. My question was, if I come to the council meet and need $20,000 worth of streetlights, nuts, and bolts from Gresco, is that going to be we're going to try and get that $20,000 out of this capital fund to pay for that, or is that $20,000 going to come out of general fund? That's something I kind of want to know too, is because say this $35,000, I say, well, I think we should put $20,000 in electric and $15,000 in the general fund. We put $20,000 a month in there, we can spend $20,000 a month at Gresco on nuts and bolts and streetlights. So we never would get a capital fund. So that's something we need to look at too. And I don't know all the financial woes or shortfalls of what the general fund budget is. I do know $35,000 a month on not December, January, February would be fairly easy to do based on looking at our numbers from last month. But March, April, and May, when our power bill is relatively low, we didn't sell a bunch of kilowatt hours. Based on this 5-year study, we still would collect, we still was going to take in the $36,000 based on this rate increase, but those months could be harder. It could be a strain on the city based on whatever our other financial obligations are to put $35,000 in capital fund. So,
and that's a good point, I would like to also just to have options on the table. Propose an idea that Greg mentioned, putting it all 35 per month into electrical fund. I know with the prior water, gas, sewer increase, that money went straight to general fund, and they haven't been able to build up their account all either. So I had a proposal that I was going to bring up later whenever it's time, but I'll obviously let Greg do his first. We had talked about that, but basically we would, you know how we put in $10,000 a month into our capital investment savings account to basically try to emulate that, where we would put an additional $10,000 a month into your fund, an electrical fund, put an additional $5,000 a month into water, gas, sewer to build that up, because we're going to have some lagoon, you might be aware of it, some lagoon costs associated, even though the grant won't pay for all of it. So build up both funds, you with more than the other, and then the other half would go into general fund. So if you do 15 and 15, that's how that would work. 15,000 would go toward utilities, departments. Another 15 would go to the general fund for other things, or to build that up. And according to your numbers, that would still technically leave 5,000 available for the tree trimming if the council so chooses to do so. I would like to make sure that, you know, we had talked about that might be need to be on the next agenda, because you necessarily
didn't need
to. Yeah,
that's fine. I just want to put that out there. I mentioned to Billy briefly that it's not that I tried to bring that, but it not be on the agenda. I knew that
that's a need.
Talking about this raising of money, that's worth $4,000 of money.
Well, that's what, well, I mean, you know, and there we can talk more about that part of it, because,
right,
you know, I'm sort of under the assumption that this might be like a, you know, knock out what you need to knock out, and then you're not, exactly, versus a long-term,
you may not need it for 5 years.
Contract, right. So. But this plan would allow that money to be ready for that if you wanted to do that. And my other aspect of this idea is that we would still continue to buy your consumables out of general fund as normal, so that we wouldn't rob your piggy bank for your consumable items. But this is a way to help build up your account and help build up the water, gas, sewer accounts.
So what about the substation? That's the biggest expenditure of all of them. And the bare minimum of what I'm speaking of didn't even cover the cost of the substation. How much time we got on it before it needs to be repaired?
I mean, it's just every day we get by.
I mean, it blows. I mean, we need.
But that it wouldn't be taken care of. I mean, you're talking about after a year, it wouldn't be taken care of, even under that plan.
So
we have other avenues to pay for that also.
So
we have other savings accounts.
We put in the minimum plus more to cover the cost of what's coming up in the infrastructure of Piedmont. Even if you say 15, that's $150,000 to $200,000, and that doesn't even come close to meet the needs of what we're talking about in the electrical department.
Yeah, I think we need to put the most money we can put. And I will say, and this is not negative, but I don't know that I agree with that we did electrical increase rate and was going to put general fund, electric, and then water, gas, and sewer. I know it's all one utility, but if the water, you know, if the water, gas, and sewer has a shortfall, and I get what you're saying about we did an increase and all that money went to general fund, we need to go back and look at that, and we may need to do something different there. They are a shortfall again. Was it $600,000? Right, we're going to be short from that.
$300,000 to $500,000.
Yeah, how much?
$300,000 to $500,000.
So,
I mean, the elephant in the room is we need to probably do a rate. I mean, they may need to do a rate increase on water, gas, and sewer.
Let's not get carried away on these rate increases.
I think we've
done our share of rate increases,
yeah,
Corey.
I think
this is a way to possibly build up both accounts. And build up a little bit more going into our general, sure up our general fund.
I don't see how you're building up an account with putting $150,000 into an infrastructure that's requiring 800. He's got quite a list on here that are must.
Yeah.
I mean, we're concentrating on the $4,000 and $5,000 tree cutting, which is a very small pennies of what else has to be done in this infrastructure. I think one problem I got to tell you, you mentioned water, gas, and sewer. The more we allocate these funds in the departments they go in, the more we can understand where we're spending money, and the more the citizens can understand what it costs for electricity, water, gas, and sewer. It's like right now, the way we transfer everything into the general fund, we're collecting a lot of gas money right now, and a lot of that gas money probably should be held for the time when gas money is not coming in so much to help offset some of this water, gas, and sewer. And it's kind of unclear as we spend money in these times because of the way we run these departments. We don't. That's why we come up with a zero or a bare minimum at certain parts of the year. So, I mean,
would you like to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion
a proposal
that we at least bare minimum put back that $10 meter charge and the 1 cent to assure that we have a good portion of what we need to do these repairs. And then there's also that's the AMEA money that's building. If we do that and we put some of that other stuff that's set aside that can only be used for the electrical department, we might have enough money if we make it a year to cover some of these things. And that'd be my motion to at least put that amount into a capital fund for electrical infrastructure.
The total increase in the fund.
Yes. That would be my motion.
May I have a question? The AMA money, what can we use that for?
Downtown improvements.
That's a different account than I'm talking about.
I know.
Levelization. Yeah. I'm talking about the money that sit there that can't be spent on anything other than the electrical needs.
Terry, to answer your question, it would be the things we've done downtown, benches, the gazebo. We can't use any of the AMEA money for what we're talking about here.
Yeah. I need to know.
We have other accounts.
I've misspoke about calling. I understand the confusion with that.
Yeah, the levelization money is the larger account. It can only be used for electrical.
Right.
Trucks, equipment, anything electrical.
How much have you left in
$740-something
thousand.
And Gov Deal? No, that was considerably less.
Gov Deal's only has $35,000.
And that's a trailer.
Yeah. And that levelization, we don't know what's available funds in that levelization because that metering project is not complete.
I think your Gov Deal money's about gone, isn't it?
I mean, I haven't used your Gov Deal money. I don't know if another department has needed to use some of my Gov Deal.
No.
Electric only sold.
No, that's your money. That's your money.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's there. Okay.
We have
you heard the motion that Councilman Greg South made. Do I hear a second? Okay, no second. So that motion dies on the vine.
I would like to make a motion, like what we talked about earlier, setting capital investment, set aside $10,000 a month into electrical fund, $5,000 a month into water, gas, sewer. The remainder would go to the general fund. That would leave enough to do the tree trimming if that is so desired by the council at the next meeting. That is my motion.
Okay.
Why don't you just say 15, 15, and 5?
Well, I would say the remainder, that way they can tap into the
35,000, but that'd be electric. You're going to get it back to the tree services, go ahead and put it in the electrical fund for the tree services. Leave it 15 general, make electric 15, and then water, gas, sewer 5.
Yeah, but what happens when you come in with a month of 28?
That's why I said remainder.
Right. That's what I'm saying, remainder.
You say we're getting pretty close every month.
Let's err on the side of caution, and then we can amend that the next meeting. So that's still my motion.
Okay. Don't we need more money for water and gas? Do we need more money for that?
Well, they're going to get, if this passes, they'll get a little bit of money.
But not 5,000, not nothing.
No.
It's more than they're getting currently.
It says 5,000 more than they're getting right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
15,000 or 15,000. What are we,
15,
15,
10,
and
5?
That goes in general fund.
Okay.
I think that breakdown allows a little flexibility by cover, spreading it out. So I would second that motion.
Okay.
It does increase the amount of transfer, and you are allowing that money to be spent on other things, and you may lose it in the process, and it will not be there to go back into the infrastructure. If anything you spend more than what's already there, that's taken. Anyway, everybody knows.
Okay, the bottom line is it's all the city's money. And regardless of which account we spread it out in, if it's a need and the money's there, it's going to get paid, regardless of which account we pull it from.
It's not if we spend it like we've been spending and we can't justify. Can't justify where a raise comes from, or we can't justify ways we spend other things, and it is a form of tax. We just raise the utility rates to cover other things without a clear idea of where it's being spent. Yes, we did vote on it all, and I understand that. We vote on a lot of things here, but we do not understand where we're getting the money from as we spend it at times. It's like I said a while ago, as this gas money's coming in, and we keep...
I'm going to ask you to quit saying we don't understand where the money's going. You may not understand where the money's going. The rest of us seem to have a pretty good grasp and accountability of our budget.
I do understand that anything that we spend above what we're spending now comes out of the utility department. And it needs to be clear to the citizens when we go up on the utilities that it is where it's being spent. There's so much ambiguity about the way we're doing business here. As we go up on these utilities, if citizens need to know that it's paying for, whether it's paying for ball and rec or whether it's paying for increases in salary. But if we more allocate these funds and keep them in a way, in a fashion to where citizens can understand how much water costs, how much gas and sewer costs, how much electricity costs. And then if the citizens really want other services that we can't provide for, and you say, well, we're going to increase the utilities one more time. But the biggest equation on this increase that we're talking about was 24% again. I know people don't, that's the truth of the situation. 24% of the cost before was going to run the city of Piedmont in different ways. And as we put the 15,000 there, that increases that pie from 24 to some, I don't know what percentage it is, but it does increase it.
Probably about 30 or
32%. So the transfer keeps increasing. So the amount we charge for utilities in the electrical department of the city of Piedmont is because we're increasing that. It's got nothing to do with the cost of producing the power. It's got nothing to do with anything other than the amount of money we choose to spend on other projects.
Well, that's why this is putting some aside, and it's not clear. All dumping in the general fund, and it's not all dumping in one person.
But we are dumping 15,000 into the general fund in other areas, and we still don't have the money to pay what this
needs
to keep the
infrastructure up. And we will have the money to do what we need to do, Greg. We have a motion in a second.
Okay, Joe has a question.
Money is earmarked when go for the district department, correct? So this money that we divided up, if we go water, gas, electric, and general fund, correct?
There's no money earmarked for the $600,000 to $800,000 in utilities into the substation. It's supposed to be repaired before it goes out.
I will also remind you, this substation didn't go bad overnight.
And my motion tonight is to go ahead and look forward to the future to make sure that money's there to replace that substation and it don't blow up and we already spent the money in other areas. That was my point.
All right, we have a motion to second on the floor. You heard Jubal's proposal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't understand. I'm going to hear a lifetime when we talk about it. So I don't understand the whole detail.
This is pretty much what it was said tonight. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. We will move on.
That's it?
Corey, yeah, same anything point. Else?
Yeah. We just need to make sure we put that money back, and then we need to be cautious on, you know, the general fund money that it may. Just taking how, I mean, like what Greg is saying, he's right, man. Us, you know, we did the minimum we could do, or I did the minimum I thought was going to be right to do. To take half of that money, it's going to take a long time to get where we need to do. I mean, it could be in May that we have to come up with $225,000 per person bucket truck. We'll have to have a bucket truck. We don't need to spend $25,000 again on a bucket truck that's worth $15,000. So at $15,000, like Greg's saying a month, it's going to take a long time. But I do agree with what Richard's saying too. It don't matter what account we put the money in. If the city ends up needing it, the city's going to end up needing it. It don't matter where it's at.
Well, at the end of the day, your department will be taken care of. And you've never been told no on anything that you've asked for.
I haven't been right here very much either.
Right. Well, we will continue to support your department.
But his department keeps giving increases to the utility department. So we got to watch, even though we...
I mean, like I said, I'm going to stand behind what I was saying on that. I don't agree with that we raise the electric rates to generate a water, gas, and sewer fund. I don't agree with that. I don't think the citizens would agree with that either. If we have a shortfall in water, gas, and sewer, another utility, that may need a cost of service study done on it.
That may be something we have to look at.
Could you go back to the last
because that's kind of what some of these citizens has come up here and
kind of calculated from that.
Is that we just keep raising the utility rates, which we actually keep raising the electric rates to support all this other stuff. And that's what gets misconstrued on Facebook, that's what they're wanting to know, where this money is going. They feel like that, like Greg's saying, that, we're raising it and then we're not spending the money.
Well, their water, gas, sewer rates went up last time also, citywide. And the way the majority of people look at it, that's their whole bill. They're paying their whole bill. They're not saying, well, this is my electric portion of my bill, this is my gas portion of my bill. They say, this is my bill.
You know what they used to say? They used to say their electric
bill. Yeah, their electric bill. But obviously, it's not just electric.
Right. Their gas is $500 and their electric's $250.
Yeah, they want to blame it on electric. Right.
That's how mine was.
That's what
month.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's all.
I don't
want
to take a lot of that blame.
It's all lumped together.
I'm just saying, I want that known that, I did this because I do see we have a ton of stuff that needs to be done that's not getting done. Mm-hmm.
We'll
be mindful of that.
I think we all recognize the fact that utilities still are not where they need to be. We have raised them to try to meet some of the needs of the city. And, this is a beginning. And we'll see what we need
to
do in the future.
We'll continue to raise them as long as we keep pulling.
I think we need to understand what the water and gas, what that last, we need to kind of understand those numbers like your numbers. And
we do.
Maybe
we really
do that a little different.
I didn't have a conversation.
I brought it up a day or two ago, but that was kind of short notice. But
the gas does, it goes through the gas goes through huge lulls.
Ups and downs.
For months where they don't generate any. They don't generate any money. They have some months that are just, if you got the numbers, you'd be kind of shocked where it's, they go through long periods of months where it doesn't generate any money. So I understand that of trying to help that or prop that up, but if they're...
And they have some needs, some infrastructure needs we're going to have to pay for soon.
They have time.
And that money came from electrical majority-wise anyway, if you look at the big scope of things. So that's what we're trying. We had Brian here last week, and we have you here this week, and we're going to take care of it.
Thank y'all. We appreciate it. So long. Maybe that's some...